Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Luke 3, 21 to 23. Luke chapter 3, verse 21 to 23. One day when the crowds were being baptized, Jesus himself was baptized. As he was praying, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit in bodily form descended on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, "You are my dearly loved Son and you bring me great joy." Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his public ministry. Jesus was known as the son of Joseph. Joseph was the son of Heli. My theme for reflection is beloved before the journey begins. Beloved before the journey begins. Have you ever noticed how some moments in life feel like turning points, even if they look quite ordinary from the outside? A handshake, a quiet conversation, a decision made in prayer, nothing dramatic, yet everything changes. Luke tells us that when Jesus was baptized, it was just such a moment. No thunderous sermon from Jesus, no miracle performed. Instead, we find him standing among the crowd, wet from the Jordan, praying. And in that quiet humility, heaven opens. The problem Luke's text gently exposes is one we all know. The humble struggle to ground identity in achievement. We often assume that value must be earned through success, holiness, recognition, or usefulness. Even our spirituality can become performance-driven. Yet Luke presents Jesus at the very start of his public ministry, before teaching, healing, or suffering, receiving affirmation not for what he has done, but for who he is. Jesus' baptism itself is startling. The sinless one submits to a baptism of repentance. Luke offers no explanation, no theological footnote. Jesus simply joins the people. His solidarity with humanity is total. He does not stand apart. He stands with, and then he prays. Luke alone highlights this detail. At the moment of transition, Jesus turns not inward, not outward, but Godward. Prayer becomes the hinge on which history turns. As Jesus prays, heaven opens. The Spirit descends in bodily form like a dove, and a voice speaks, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This scene echoes Psalm 2 verse 7, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you." A royal psalm that speaks of God's chosen King. It also resonates with Isaiah's servant song, "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights." Kingship and suffering servanthood meet in this single declaration. Jesus is affirmed as God's Son, yet the path ahead will lead not first to glory, but to the wilderness, the cross, and the grave. What resolves the problem of anxious striving is not self-improvement, but divine blessing. Jesus' identity is secured by relationship, not accomplishment. The blessing comes before the battle. As Karl Barth once wrote, the name of Jesus Christ is the name of grace before it is the name of a command. Only because Jesus is beloved can he live obediently. For us today, Luke's account reorients our understanding of baptism, prayer, and identity. Our baptisms, whether remembered or not, mark the same truth. We are named, claimed, and beloved before we are useful. Like Jesus, we are drawn into a relationship where affirmation precedes vocation. Prayer is not an escape from responsibility, but the place where we remember who we are and whose we are. The Spirit who descended on Jesus continues to work quietly among us, opening heavens in ordinary places, at kitchen tables, hospital beds, church pews, and lonely walks. Again and again, God speaks a word that counters fear and fatigue. You belong. You are loved. Begin from here. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in my life am I still trying to earn what God has already given me freely? Number two, how might regular prayer help me live from my identity as God's beloved rather than from anxiety or performance? And now our practical exercise for the day. Set aside 5 quiet minutes to pray using only these words. Here I am, Lord. Sit in silence and receive God's presence without asking, fixing, or proving anything. Gracious God, you opened heaven over Jesus and named him beloved before his journey began. Open our hearts to hear that same word of grace. When we forget who we are, draw us back into prayer. When we strive for worth, remind us that we are already claimed. Send your Spirit upon us, that we may live with humility, courage, and trust, grounded in your delight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.